What if the very traits that launched your career are now sabotaging it? Consider this startling reality. Most executives who reach the C-suite possess exceptional analytical skills, decisive judgment, and unwavering confidence. Yet these same strengths often become their greatest liabilities. The transition from talented individual contributor to transformational leader requires something counterintuitive, learning to lead from weakness, not strength. This isn't about abandoning competence. It's about recognizing that the psychological conditioning that propelled you upward can become a ceiling that prevents you from inspiring others. True leadership begins not with mastering others, but with mastering yourself. In a world where artificial intelligence increasingly handles analytical management tasks, the distinctly human elements of leadership become the true differentiator. Your technical skills got you here, but your psychological flexibility will determine whether you truly transform your organization. Leadership folklore celebrates the decisive executive with all the answers. Reality differs. When Dan Vasella relocated Novartis's R&D headquarters from Switzerland to Boston, critics called it reckless. Yet he spent months consulting scientists, openly expressing doubts while gathering perspectives. The move transformed the company's research capabilities because he balanced genuine uncertainty with decisive action. Eddie Ahmed demonstrated similar wisdom building MassMutual International from Hong Kong. Recognizing knowledge gaps in unfamiliar markets, he established feedback loops with advisors who would challenge his thinking. The most effective leaders operate with roughly 40% humility and 60% courage, hearing all voices before making bold decisions. True listening requires quieting your inner chatter. When you stop pretending to have all the answers, you create room for expertise that actually solves problems. Many talented leaders struggle not from lack of ability, but from lack of confidence. Lynn Elsenhans faced imposter syndrome in Oil's male-dominated world by remembering her excellent credentials. When asked to fetch coffee, she responded with calm confidence. "I'd be very happy to do that, and the next time it's your turn." As Elsenhans advises, if you want to be a CEO, you need to take the assignments, even if it means going backward, that get you the building blocks. A healthy ego is essential for leaders, but when it inflates into grandiosity, it triggers office politics and self-promotion that damage collaboration. Excellent leaders ask, "Is this right for the organization, or is my ego driving me?" Bruno Feister's transformation of Swiss Life illustrates this principle. Becoming CEO before the 2008 crisis, his mentor advised him to think about what legacy you want to leave your successor. Despite initially favoring centralization, his best managers questioned how they could be entrepreneurial without control. After honest reflection, Feister realized his resistance stemmed from ego rather than organizational benefit. Embracing decentralized decision-making, Swiss Life generated returns exceeding its cost of capital within 4 years, reporting record profits by 2022. When Gonzalve Bitch became BIC's CEO in 2018, he developed three ethical principles. Does it create value? Does it create opportunities? Is it a force for good? To implement this, Bitch visualizes himself at 65 looking back, ensuring choices serve the organization rather than personal ambition. Many leaders mistake vulnerability for weakness when it's actually a powerful source of influence. Strategic vulnerability builds trust and invites valuable input. The more authentic you are, the more respect and insights you receive. Rita Roy, CEO of the $40 billion MasterCard Foundation, exemplifies this approach. When developing the foundation's controversial focus on sub-Saharan Africa, she spent months traveling the continent, humbly listening and learning. Her willingness to admit what she didn't know led to programs helping millions access education and financial services. When mistakes occur, she doesn't hesitate to apologize, whether meeting personally with a country's president or immediately addressing a partner's complaint. Effective vulnerability requires balancing openness with leadership presence. Cincinnati Children's Hospital's Michael Fisher demonstrated this by openly sharing his cancer diagnosis through personal videos during treatment, showing vulnerability while maintaining influence. The art lies in knowing when, where, and how to be vulnerable. As Brené Brown puts it, vulnerability is power. Failure is inevitable for anyone pursuing greatness. What distinguishes successful leaders isn't avoiding failure, it's how they respond to it. At a McKinsey leadership event, 30 accomplished women executives each shared stories of personal failure, proving even high achievers regularly experience setbacks. Business history confirms this. Walt Disney was fired for lack of drawing ability. Henry Ford went bankrupt with early ventures. Steve Jobs was ousted from Apple before his triumphant return, and Jack Welch once blew up a GE pilot plant. As Coca-Cola CEO Roberto Goizueta noted after rehiring the executive behind the new Coke failure, "We became uncompetitive by not being tolerant of mistakes. The moment you let avoiding failure become your motivator, you're down the path of inactivity." Fear of failure stems from ego concerns, not being loved, achieving enough, or being good enough. This leads to playing not to lose rather than playing to win. By reframing failure as learning in service of a bigger vision, leaders can take meaningful risks. The best CEOs approach even minor failures as valuable learning experiences, calmly analyzing root causes before moving forward. Today's leaders face overwhelming simultaneous challenges, requiring versatility across multiple dimensions. One CEO described being hit from all sides, needing to cut costs in a struggling division while mastering new technology and navigating political backlash. The most effective leaders demonstrate versatility through diverse career experiences, constant curiosity, and mastering dynamics with varied stakeholder groups. Most successful leaders operate primarily in one mode, as marketing experts, cost cutters, or growth specialists. Running complex organizations requires different skills at different times. Aspiring CEOs should deliberately seek varied environments and challenges. Beyond operational skills, versatile leaders must be deep, creative thinkers who truly understand their business. When a top customer demanded price cuts on turbine blades, Hammett's John Plant confidently refused because he'd deeply studied his product's superiority. When the customer tried another supplier but returned, Plant negotiated an even higher price and larger order. After mastering self-leadership, leaders must create meaningful change beyond issuing orders. BIC CEO Gonzalve Beach inspires purpose through storytelling and authentic sustainability initiatives. When executives at Cognizant lost their sense of purpose, CEO Frank D'Souza created the Success to Significance program, where leaders shared personal journeys in vulnerable conversations, renewing energy even among 20-year veterans. Leadership isn't a destination, it's constant reinvention. The best leaders balance polarities, vulnerable yet decisive, humble yet courageous, giving space while staying engaged. Growth means identifying which modes of reinvention fit your situation. The greatest obstacle isn't external competition, it's your psychological conditioning. What if the strengths that built your career now limit it? What if true power comes not from having answers, but from creating space for others' brilliance? Your leadership journey begins when you recognize that leading others starts with leading yourself. Transformational leadership emerges not from perfection, but from the courage to be authentically, strategically human. The question becomes, if I believed that I belong, how would I approach this differently?